Well, of grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Job Chapter 19. And as we start off with the word of prayer, Almighty Loving God, man, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. And thank you for the gift of provision. And thank you for always being there for us, Father. I want to thank you for giving us a chance to see today all the things that we do for us and we take for granted. Father, we ask for your forgiveness. We pray that may you always come and protect us. May you come and guide us and be with us in everything that we do. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Job chapter 19. Then Job replied, "How long will you torment me and crush me with words? 10 times now you have reapproached me. Shamelessly you attacked me. If it's true that I have gone astray, my error remains my concern alone. If indeed you would exalt yourselves above me and use my humiliation against me, then know that God has wronged me and drawn his net around me. Though I cry violence, I get no response. Though I cry for help, there is no justice. He has blocked my way, so I cannot pass. He has shrouded my path in darkness. He has stripped me of my honor and removed the crown from my head. It tears me down on every side till I am gone. He uproots my hope like a tree. His anger burns against me. He counts me among his enemies. His troops advance in force. They build a siege ramp against me and encamp around my neck. He has alienated my family from me. My acquaintances are completely estranged from me. My relatives have gone away. My closest friends have forgotten me. My enemies and my female servants count me as a foreigner. They look on me as on a stranger. I summon my servant, but he does not answer. Though I beg with him my own mouth, my breath is offensive to my wife. I am loathsome to my own family. Even the little boys scorn me. When I appear, they ridicule me. All my intimate friends detest me. Those I love have turned against me. I have nothing but skin and bones. I have escaped only by the skin of my teeth. Have pity on me, my friends, have pity, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you pursue me as God does? Will you ever get enough of my flesh? All that my words have recorded, that they have written on a scroll, that they have inscribed with an iron tool on lead or engraved in a rock forever. I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end he will stand on earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, and I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. If you say, how will you hound yourself, since the root of trouble lies in him? You should fear the sword yourselves, for the wrath will bring punishment by the sword, and then you will know that there is judgment. And this is where our Wonder Chapter 4 today ends. And without wasting time, let's go straight to today's message. What do I have for you today? And the message that I have for you today is from verses 7 to 13. Though I cry violence, I get no response. Though I call for help, there's no justice. He has blocked my way so I cannot pass. He has shrouded my path in darkness. He has stripped me of my honor and removed the crown from my head. He tears me down on every side until I am gone. He uproots my hope like a tree. His anger burns against me. He counts me among his enemies. His troops advance in force. They build a siege ramp against me and encamp around my tent. He has alienated with my family from me. My acquaintances are completely estranged from me. And the first thing that I want us to really focus is verse 7. Though I cry violence, I get no response. Though I call for help, there is no justice. Amen. And so many ways that we can relate to this as Christians. So many times that we are in a situation like Job, we are going through many pains, we are going through a lot, people are laughing at us, and we tend to get on our knees And then we pray and pray, but it always feels like God is not answering us. Amen. It feels like we are praying, but God is giving us a deaf ear. And sometimes we just end up losing faith. We just end up like, you know what? I think now God has left me. God cannot see me. My friend, there are two things. The Lord always sees you. The Lord always sees each and every one of us. We're like his sheep. One, either it's not yet God's timing for us to react, or two, there's something that we are doing that is blocking our relationship with the Lord. Sometimes the Lord just wants us to be still. Amen? He's saying, you be still, be patient. And that will not stop you from going through that pain. That will not stop you from going through that suffering. Yes, you will go through it. But the Lord is asking for one thing. He's telling you and I, be what? Be still. Be patient. Sometimes the Lord wants to use what you are going through to teach you a lesson that you will need in the future. Sometimes the Lord wants to refine you, to let you go through some things because you will need them tomorrow. Trust me, whatever that you go through, it will always teach you a lesson. You will not live the same way you came in, never. And if you remember that you know that the Lord that you serve is a God of victories and not a Lord of defeat, you will know that he has something planned for you. The other scenario could be that there's something you are doing wrong. You could be coming and praying and crying and shouting, but the moment you leave your prayer room, your prayer position, you go and do something else wicked. You go and start rooting into the ways of earth. You are trying to play double standards with the Lord. And I've always told you that is not possible. That is not possible. You will never be victorious. You will never. You cannot play the Lord. You can never. You cannot lie to him. You cannot fool him. You just be fooling yourself. So the question is, what is blocking your response from God? It's only you can answer that. Sit down, examine yourself. I'm going to go into verse 25. It says, I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end he will stand on the earth. Do you have that faith? Do you have that courage? Do you have that zeal? Are you persistent enough that no matter what you are going through, you know that at the end of the day, your Lord will conquer? And 26 continues and says, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. 27, I myself will see him with my own eyes. I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. You can really imagine that after all this, after everything Job is going through, I don't even know if me and you could even imagine just a quarter. But still deep down, he has that hope. He has that courage, that eye with his own eyes. He even continues and says, not another. I will see the Lord. I want us to have the courage and hope that Job had. That no matter what we are going through, we acknowledge that there is a big God on our side. There is someone within us. There is someone greater for us. That even if the whole world is against us, even if situations are against us, that there is no one who can even come close to him. And that's what I had for you today. Get some time. Read Job chapter 19. Tell us, what do you understand? Write to us. DailyChristWithAlan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, DailyChristWithAlan. We love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong. in our thoughts, in our actions, in what you have done and what you have failed to do. May you send in your Holy Spirit to come and guide us. May you come and be with us. May you come and give us the strength, Father, for all the times that we have failed to acknowledge what is blocking our relationship, Father. For all the times that we have failed to acknowledge the purpose of what you're making us go through, Father. For all the times that we have lost hope and faith, we pray that may you have mercy on us and may you continue filling us with your hope and grace, that we know that at the end of the day, we shall emerge victors and we shall be on top. All this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.